Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
All yours. Questions for the other two?
I am Nick from BBC here. It's been about 3 years since you've done a trip like this, coming to the other side of the world. What is it that you missed and perhaps not missed about doing these big pre-season tours?
3 years? Where have we been 3 years ago? I forgot it. Where have we been? Was it USA or was it Hong Kong? I don't know. Probably USA than the last one. So, no, these trips are really a wonderful thing. The only problem is you have to fly 14, 15 hours and you train completely different times. Humidity is not exactly that what we are used to. So it's good and not so good. The best thing about it is we come closer to our fan base. So that's how it is to the fan base here in Asia, especially. We know how big it is and we know how important it is to come here. And we really love doing it from a training point of view. And then first and foremost, I'm a coach. And it's not my favorite thing to do because if we can go 2 weeks to Austria and train twice a day, that would be better. Here we are, we have appearances and stuff like this. Very important. And it's kind of like a preseason is for us, for a coach, is to create situation which we hopefully don't face during the year. So like tougher situations, like you train in the middle of the night, pretty much when your body's not ready, you train in extreme heat. All this kind of thing. We will not face that in England, but it helps us anyway. So it's also from a sports point of view, it's really helpful as well. But the most important thing is to come here and that the people see us, and not only on television, but live as well. We have today here, I've heard now, 12,000 people for the open session, for open training session. That's absolutely impressive. that's really great. The only problem we have is a little bit, sometimes the people probably think he could sign now my shirt. That's true, I could. The problem are the 500 people around, so I don't have time for 500 people. And we try to do it as often and as much as possible, but it will not. We cannot satisfy everybody's wishes. That's a problem a little bit. But I hope that the people are happy anyway.
Hi, Jürgen. Joe from Goal here. You used a whole host of players against United in Bangkok. I think you had about three different 11s on the pitch over the course of the 90 minutes. Do we expect something similar tomorrow, or are you going to use a more fixed set of players?
We might change a little bit, but similar. It will be a similar approach. Look, the thing is, do I like losing against United 4-0? No, not at all. But we cannot judge our preseason because of one game. We have to do what we have to do, and we had obviously a longer season as United, so we had to play longer. It was the most intense season I ever experienced, so we had to give the boys as long off as possible. It means the internationals came only back 3 days before we played Man United. If I let them play now 45 or 60 minutes, then somebody has to put me in front of a court or whatever. It's like that's not possible, and we have still to take care of that. But the boys have to train hard. That's what we do in between. Not sure. Yes, there was no open session, but the session here was pretty intense, and that's exactly what we will do today again. We have to train really intense, hard, a lot, to get the players in the right physical state for the whole season. So. Preseason games are important, but the most important games are coming up in a few weeks, and that's when we have to be ready. So, and for that, sometimes we have to suffer, and we all suffered. With 4-0 is a harsh result. We didn't like it, but it happened anyway. And now, let's see what we can do tomorrow against Crystal Palace.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yep.
Hi, Egan. First off, our rivals are strengthening this season. How do you rate your chances this coming season?
Our rivals are what?
Can you just repeat that, sorry?
Of the rivals are strengthening their squad.
Oh.
So how do you rate your chances?
That happens every year. So that happens every year. So our chances in the specific games against our rivals, whoever it will be, I figured out we have around about 19. And they always do that. We try to do it as well. I don't think we have our chances are worse than last year or massively better than last year. Not at all. It's just, look, we play now for a while consistently on a pretty high level. It's really difficult to do, to be honest. It's not that we just think, now we will be good again. So winning a Premier League game is the most difficult thing I've experienced in my life, and I do the job already for a while. And so that's what we try to prepare for, that we are ready for Fulham and then for all the others in the league. And, of course, before that, we play Man City, try to be ready for that as well. But really, that we respect all the opponents in the Premier League. And that's really difficult. Nothing to do with who they signed or who came in and stuff like this. The good news is, in the end, they only can line up 11. So and we have the same number, and then let's give it a go. So that's what we try. We can improve, and we have to, and we want to, and that's what we are working on. And then we could or can be again. That's our aim. This one team nobody wants to play against. And if we can be that, then a good chance to win some football games.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach. Sohil from Goal here. You've been quoted in 2016 saying that you were strongly against the idea of signing individual players for around 100 million. Obviously, now you've signed Nunes. How a hugely exciting player for me for nearly 100 million euros, including add-ons. How much has the market changed in years since you first made that comment?
Yeah, a lot. Obviously, a lot. These kind of things happen. The numbers are not right, you're telling, but it's not a problem. I know which numbers going around in the world out there. When you want to sign a striker of the as exciting as Darwin is, this is the market, and you have to pay the price. I said it's not a price you mentioned, but not a price is going around, but that's no problem. I said so many things in my life, and life caught me then later and showed me that my imagination was obviously not clear enough for how quick life can change. So that's how it is. After that, we bought a center half for quite a decent fee. We bought a goalie for quite a decent fee. That's how it is. Our situation is always the same. We try to level it somehow. The things we invest and the things in the boys and the players we sell, that it's kind of not going out of any kind of range, and that worked so far. But I know. I heard it immediately. I forgot it, obviously, that I said this, but everybody reminded me on it, and I thought, oh, okay, yeah. I said worst thing in my life, which were, yeah, to be honest. So that's one of them. One of the, one of them.
Yeah.
Hi, James Pierce from The Athletic. Jürgen, can I just check? Diogo Jota obviously wasn't involved the other night. Is he back in contention for tomorrow night? Is there anyone else who won't be involved who's carrying any knocks? Do you see it as a chance to maybe step up minutes, maybe 45 rather than 30 for a lot of the lads?
Yeah, for some. So Diogo, so lucky. Yeah? So Diogo was not involved because of an injury he got in the end of the season, of his season. Trained yesterday fully and got injured again. So that's really not cool. We have to wait for the results yet. We had further assessment this morning. So we have to see. Ali was not 100%. Finished the session earlier, just up or during the warming up, felt something. So out there we have as well to wait. I think pretty much all the others are fine. So that's it. And yeah, some might get 45 minutes tomorrow. We have to see. But again, it's a period of the year where we have to be really careful with different things. And footballers are our only boys we have. We have a lot of them, but these are the only ones we have, and so we have to take care that we bring them in the best possible situation for the whole season.
Can I just check with Diogo, is that his hamstring again? Is it the same thing?
We will see. So the same region. Yeah.
Hi, Jürgen Cezary from the Straits Times. Welcome to Singapore.
Thank you.
Over the last few days, we've actually asked a lot of Liverpool fans in Singapore who they are most excited to see, who they are most looking forward to. And most of the answers have been Jürgen Klopp.
They should see me play once, then.
How does it make you feel? Are you surprised by that?
Yeah, thank you very much, first and foremost, for that. It was never my aim to be in the middle of interest in these kind of situations. I'm the biggest fan and the biggest supporter of my football team. So I admire them so much, and I think each and every single player of them would deserve to receive the maximum love or attention, if you want. But I realized when I step out of the hotel that the noise changed slightly. And yeah, it's nice, to be honest. It's in this business. Meanwhile, it's like that because you are the manager of a really good football team, and my face is more often on the camera than probably other faces. And I don't run while the camera is at me, so people can really recognize me. And yeah, that's it. It's nice, but it was never my aim that this would happen.
Good evening, Jürgen. Jürgen from Sport Plus. So I think many fans and pundits have identified Liverpool's central midfield and area that can be improved on. Obviously, you guys signed Fabio Carvalho, and you have the likes of Tyler Morton Academy coming up. But is that an area where Liverpool will be looking to strengthen in the market before it closes?
No, how is that? If nobody wants to leave, but no player came to me with that request yet, and I don't expect it, really, to be honest. There's no need for a new midfielder. We cannot just add on midfielders. We respect the contracts with our boys as well. That means as long as we sign them, they get all our support in training and between the sessions and during the games and between the games and these kind of things. And that's the situation. And we have, really, we can count our midfielders. And for me, Harvey Elliott is a new signing as well after last season, how he started and all these kind of things. And then he's very young and came back brilliant and then had a little low that's completely normal after that, being let long out. So really excited about seeing him. And if you go through the quality of the players we have is really high. And people make one mistake. They underestimate the chance that a player who didn't play his best season last year might play the best season this year. And we give, it's like football fans, I'm not sure all, but some don't give people the chance to improve. It's like, he didn't play well last year, so he cannot score goals, he cannot do that, so get him out of the house. Thank God, I'm not like this. So I judge potential as much as the last season. Actually, last season, it's not really interesting, it's gone. So it's about what, when a player didn't perform on his highest level, it's at least 50% my fault. So I have to improve. I have to say the right things. I have to say better things. I have to help him in a better way, because it's not about the potential of these players. And that's incredibly high. It's about bringing it on the pitch. And why should we stop that after a year where we nearly won 4 trophies? I know we didn't, but we were as close as somehow possible. That's the reason. So I said, if these boys want to stay, they will stay, and then we will work with that.
Thank you, Ivan.
You're welcome.
Yeah, okay, this one.
Hi, Ivan Fierro from ESPN again. Great to have you in Singapore. Obviously, pre-season at a time where there's new signings, a lot of excitement, a lot of, I guess, expectation about new signings. So I think Darwin Nunes, everyone's looking forward with a big price tag as well. I think there's been a bit of premature and unfair reaction on his first outing. How much do you think there will be that pressure with a huge price tag? But as a club, as a manager, how much do you also want to, I guess, protect him from this external pressure with the media and all, knowing that he might take time to succeed, but he will get there eventually?
I'm worried at all. So the general judgment is absolutely nil point nil interesting. So and it will be like this, and we all know it's kind of a joke or a game for some people to pick out some situations where a player is not doing well. The only real important thing is, first and foremost, how I judge the situation. It's important for the player, and I couldn't be more calm about it. I'm completely convinced about his potential. And actually what our people think, so the Liverpool supporter and the whole world. So they should know now after a while that new players need time and get time. And we should be the first, all Liverpool supporters on this planet, the first one who just delete the fee we paid. Just delete it. It's not important. Now a boy from us, and now we do absolutely everything to not only see the things we saw from him at Benfica. No, from there we go. This is the basis. And again, it's my responsibility to help Darwin that he can fulfill his full potential. And I'm in it. I'm in that responsibility, and I'm completely calm. I know with strikers it's like this. He missed a chance, and then we have these kind of nervous people out there. Oh my God, he missed a chance. I can promise it will not be the last for no striker in the world. They will miss chances. That's how it is. Having them is good, and from there we go. So, again, that's only a game from I think a little bit from other clubs, stuff like this, which normal supporters of other clubs, that's what our fans probably do with signings of Manchester United and stuff like this. But we cannot take that serious. So I think really with half of a football brain, you don't doubt the potential of Darwin Nunes. And now we have to help him that he can fulfill that as quick as possible. That's all.
Okay, guys, Jürgen's got to get to training. So one more question, please.
Yep. Hi, Jürgen. Marcus from One Football. Can I ask you about Taki Minamino, who's joined AS Monaco? How do you think he'll fare in League One, and how would you describe his time at Liverpool?
Yes, he will succeed in League One. I wish him all the best. It's we miss him, honestly. It's he was fantastic. He is a fantastic player, and he was a fantastic part of our squad. And we should not forget that as an offensive player coming to Liverpool in a time when the settled front three were Mane, Firmino, Salah, the new signing was Diogo Jota, it's not like that you have to be a bad player to not be in the first lineup. No, you have to be a world-class player to be around and to be the next one coming on and stuff like this. So Taki did incredibly well for us, and I would have loved to keep him. But I understand 100% that he wants to play more often and more regularly. That's absolutely right from his point of view, 100%. And so we wish him all the best. We can easily say we wouldn't have won one trophy if Taki Minamino wouldn't have been with us last year. He scored all the decisive goals to get us to the final. So I know that he sees his time, that he enjoyed his time at Liverpool, but of course he wanted to play more, and that's why it makes sense to move on and go to Monaco in this case, which is a super club for him. And I'm really convinced that he will do incredibly well.
Jürgen, thank you very much.
You're all welcome.
Thank you.
So, welcome.
See you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.